Yeah, that's exactly what we're going through now. I mean, there's obviously very good communication with Philip. You know, he's around. He's at Centennial Sportsplex. He's working out. He's skating. So, you know, he's in a good spot. We've connected and talked, and I think he's in a good place. But things have to play out, obviously, on the business side with him. So we certainly have a plan. If Philip comes in, this is what he could get paid. These are the years. This is what our team looks like with him on it. Okay, how do we want to surround it? So let's target these types of players, and this is what our budget will look like. Okay, if Philip doesn't sign, okay, what's that next stage? How are we going to – maybe there's more players to add. There's maybe a different style of a player to add. You know, things change, but we certainly have, you know, plan A and B for sure, where you have Philip or you don't have Philip. It's two different situations, but we're certainly prepared. We're working on those things. We have targets in each one, and, you know, hopefully for us – you know, we have a lot of respect for Phil. I really enjoy coaching him. He's a big part of our team. He's been a big part of the Predators organization. And, you know, certainly from our perspective as coaches, we're hoping that Philip, is going to stay here and continue to be a big part of our team. And, we're optimistic and pretty confident that will happen.
All right. There you go. Predators head coach John Hines back here on the DDC. Darren McFarland, Derek Mason here at the Ford Ice Center. In Antioch, Willie D is out in the cornfields of Iowa. Lindsay Rowley here at the table with us. This is not going to feel like a bench hit. It's going to be a little bit warmer. John Hines just told us
toasty.
He sweats during games down on the ice. I was like, boy, I can't imagine.
I put this headset on. It's a little damp. So I was like, all right, coach, we just got a little bit closer.
Yeah. So you were off while we were talking to Coach Hines, dunking Chase.
I was. I will say I cheated a little, but ain't cheating, ain't trying when it comes to things like that. So I missed with the tossing the balls, but I ran up and, he went in.
He went
all the way in. I think it's deeper than he expected.
Oh, really?
Like under the water.
Oh, like head under?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he was. He gone.
I would be upset if didn't nobody hit the target in this heat. Boy.
That's what I said. When I walked up to him before, I was like, don't you kind of want to get dunked? And he was like, well, I don't know.
Here's the question, and I'm kind of being serious. Can he swim?
You know what? You should put a poll out right now on Twitter.
I'm
going to say no, but I bet he floats.
I mean, we've seen him do athletic things, so if we're basing off of the things that we've seen him do, then no, he can't
No,
swim.
We've seen him attempt.
That's what I'm saying, yes.
So you said we've seen him do athletic things.
I asked him if he was going to go skate with the kids inside, and he said, I asked Skillsy to teach me to skate, and he just laughed at me, and I was like, well, that sounds about right.
Yeah, did you see him try curling?
No, he was not with us that day. Because we did as a broadcast team. We did curling in Winnipeg.
I'll show you a video during the break.
Man. It was bad.
Curling was a lot more difficult than I thought it was going to be when I tried it. But
well, Chase would agree.
Chase
you'll see. You'll see from the video.
Did he bite it? Did he bite it?
You'll see. Whatever you think it's going to look like that and more.
Oh, I love that.
So
can't wait.
You heard John Hines talking about Forsberg.
Yeah.
So I want to know from you what your thoughts are, because you've seen the video, right? He made an appearance Saturday at Nissan Stadium with CMA Fest.
Yes.
So you've been in that situation. Well, you had a microphone in your hand. You've been up there in front of a crowd, Lindsay.
I have.
Did you find that? What did you think of that? That whole minute and a half exchange.
I don't know. I mean, just because knowing him and his fiance, Aaron, really well, I just don't see them ever wanting to leave Nashville. And I know how excited they are about her opportunities here, his opportunities here. I mean, this is their home. I can say that. I mean, I'm not a player by any means, but being a part of this organization, and especially from a team aspect, really turns into your family. And being behind the scenes with the team this year, seeing the dynamic in the locker room, seeing how close these guys were, which doesn't always happen in sports. We all know that. But this team, I think a large reason for the success was how much they care about each other on and off the ice. So I think that's a pretty tough dynamic to leave. And not to mention, the future looks bright for the Preds, and Philip wants to win a cup. So.
Yeah, I thought it was a little odd considering CMA Fest has a lot of out-of-towners.
Yes.
The whole re-sign Forsberg chant with, I'm sure, a lot of people going, I don't know what's going on here. I live in
California or whatever.
Yeah, but let's be honest. There was probably enough alcohol in all of their system, but they're like, yeah, whatever.
Sure.
Do it.
Resign him. Resign him. Whoever he is, let's resign him. Hey, another two more Bud Lights.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's true. That's a good point. They don't care.
They don't care. They just want something to cheer for, whether it's a beer or Philip Forsberg.
So you do off season, summer, yeah. You know how it works. But
yes,
you also do other things. So what have you been doing, a little ACC work?
I did the ACC baseball tournament. It was 12 games in 4 days. I was the only one in or out of the truck that did all 12 games at the event. And, I mean, it sounds brutal, and don't get me wrong, it was, and I slept for a week afterwards. But it is such a fun event, and I've gotten to know the ACC coaches so well. So it really is a good group of guys. It's always an event I look forward to. In the last 2 years because of COVID, I mean, they didn't have it 2 years ago in 2020, 2021. They didn't have a reporter because of COVID. So this is my first year back, and my first year at Charlotte for the Charlotte Knights. If you ever get a chance to go, man, that is a gorgeous setup.
Really?
Oh, it's stunning. And it's like you're looking at the Charlotte skyline, and it's a newer
park. So they did it right.
Oh, it was beautiful. If you get a chance to go. I love Durham because it's old school. You got my buddy, I can't think of his name, the older gentleman who does the manual scoreboard in the outfield. It's like totally old school. You know, the Bull Durham, all the stuff. But Charlotte's more of a newer age kind of park. So if you get a chance to go, it really is beautiful.
Wow. So is that, did Georgia Tech come out of that? They ended up in Knoxville.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
They were in the.
I covered all the pool play. And then okay. I didn't cover semis. I didn't cover the finals.
Oh, okay.
But after that, you know, I'm always cheering on just because I know the teams pretty well at that point. But, I know there was a lot of people. The one that NC State didn't end up getting in to.
I know.
And there was a lot of drama behind that.
I
think they should have gotten in. After watching them and the way they performed at the tournament, I think they should have
gotten in. Well, look, and I know this is going to make Willie cringe because
Lord.
Of the whole Vandy thing. Look, because of what happened last year. You know, I felt that because they got, you know, and I know that's just part of it, but, I mean, it basically eliminated them whenever, their best players.
It was very unfortunate.
So that's why I felt bad because that team may have, I don't know, they were hot. They were hot at the right time. They may have won it all. I mean, who knows?
And that's because I love Elliot Avent. Their head coach is turned into a good friend of mine. We always talk bourbon. He's a big bourbon guy.
Oh.
I know. Ooh. Yeah, he's a big bourbon guy. So we're always talking different bourbons that we've tried when I see him at the tournaments. But
what's your go-to? What's the one you like the most?
My family has a lake house in New York, and there's a place called Southern Tier. And Willie will vouch. When we were in Buffalo, they have a Southern Tier. When we were playing against them, so we went to it. But they have their own distillery right down the road, and so that's always been my favorite. But probably lately, I've been doing a lot of Four Roses Single Batch. Yeah, that's my go-to probably.
All right.
Or Woodford's really good too.
Woodford's good.
Yeah.
Weller's are never bad. Blanton's
no.
never
I'm
bad.
Also like not like a picky person, so yeah. I mean, whatever. Let's
In other
roll.
Words, just let's just line
on
them
the
up.
Table.
Let's
know,
just
yeah.
line them. Let's just line them up.
I know that sounds horrible. Sorry, Mom. You're listening,
but Willie, you got one in you.
Well, no, I can't say I can't vouch for Rally that when we went to Buffalo. That she had it circled the exact location we were going to go. Most
I
of the
did.
Times we get to a new city, we just roll out and say, okay, where do we go? But this was an advanced plan. Rally said, this is where we're going.
I know.
So
but Willie,
you
liked the beer
room,
you tried.
There was
Didn't
some
you?
Bag chucking going on right there.
That was
a true bag chuck. We're going right there. No, it was outstanding, that place.
Yeah.
It was great.
It's a good spot. I think I bought half the merchandise in the store when I was there, too. After a few of their bourbons, I was – the credit
they
card
got you.
Was
they
loose.
Got you.
Yeah.
She's just swiping everywhere.
I know.
Swipe.
Hal and Mace looked over at one point, and I was, like, arms full and had, like, a toque on my head, too, of walking around. I was, like, embarrassing.
Here's what let me just throw this at you, Linz, because, by the way, you would love to do the sideline for the Field of Dreams, although I would tell you that there's no cover, right? There's absolutely zero backstop. I mean, there's a backstop
about
8 feet wide, but there's no netting or fence along the side.
Oh, my gosh.
So you'd have
How
to be very careful where you stand. It's just old school. It's from the movie. Nothing has changed. So it's like
Oh, my gosh.
Ancient
that sounds like
time.
A lawsuit waiting
Who's
to happen.
Who's chasing foul balls?
The players are chasing the foul balls. That's not a problem because there's so much space there.
But, has anybody gotten hit, Willie?
Well, there have been some some close calls, and you have to be paying attention. I was sitting on the bench where the little girl does fall over and get choked on the hot dog. So, I mean, you're right on it.
Aww.
So you could get hit at any point. So I should have brought my glove. That's what I should have done. But this is a fantastic spot. But I want to get you to talk about John Hines a little bit, because I feel like with the pandemic and when he was hired and all this stuff, it's hard for him. We got a little sense of his personality when he was just on with us. And
yeah.
You and I get to see that a little bit more than I think our fans do. But just give us your perspective of what he's like to deal with.
Oh, I think he's great. You know, obviously, like you said, Willie, we deal with him every game day. I interview him for our pregame show every game day. And he's never – I don't think I can remember ever one time walking up and being like, oh, coach isn't in a good mood, which isn't an easy thing to say if you think about it. For how many games we play and the ups and downs when you go through a season, like there's bound to be a day where it's just like, you know, you're ready to – kill one of your leading scorers or, you know, whatever. But, I mean, we know how it goes.
One of your announcers,
you're ready. Yeah, he's ready to backhand Skillsy or something. But, no, he's always been, like, so great and candid with us in his answers and honest. He doesn't really – I mean, obviously, I ask him in advance what I'm allowed to ask him just out of respect. But I don't think he's ever said no to me on anything that I can't touch on. He doesn't really dance around the bush. I don't know. What's the saying I'm looking for?
Beat around the bush.
It's a dance.
If you want to
dance.
You can dance around the bush.
Sweating. But he's always given very honest answers, and it's not cliches. It's always he's giving insight, and he's not talking, I don't think, down to our audience. He's always talking up to them, and I think that's something to be said for a head coach. Because, I mean, how many times have we seen interviews where we're like, get pucks deep and, you know, battle in the corner or whatever it may be, and it's just like, all right, bud, give me something. And he does. Every time we interview him, I feel like I get something where I walk away to our pregame producer, Jake Hartsfeld, and I'm like, that second, that third answer, whatever it was awesome. And not only that, Willie, we can say even like on the plane when we travel with him, hey guys, how you doing? He's always talking to us, asking us about his wife played a volleyball at Pitt. Both of his daughters play volleyball. So we're always talking volleyball, him and I. So he's just, I think, overall a great guy. And I'm really a big fan of his as a coach since he's gotten here as well.
All right, let's go inside.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Thank you for stopping by.
Good love idea. It. We I'm going to go slide down the ice, pull a belly flop down it. I don't think the kids will like that, but, well, actually, they probably love it.
All right, we'll come back. We'll wrap up the second hour. Mike Vrabel, we'll hear from him at 12:15. Eddie George will stop by the table at 1 o'clock today as well. More 615 days celebrating. We're raising money for the Boys and Girls Club of Tennessee. We'll come back, wrap up the second hour next.